All right. Again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here today. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the College of Charleston, Earl Grant. Good morning, Coach Grant.
Good morning.
Good morning. First, congratulations on winning a share of your first CAA regular season title, win 79-58 over Elon on Thursday, and then a fantastic game that you guys came up a little short in overtime on Saturday at William & Mary. Just before we get started talking about the tournament, talk about the two games last week.
Well, yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, we had a tough week against good teams. Played against Elon, you know, it was a battle. We were able to open the game up in the middle of the game. We made some shots. We were able to get some stops that we needed and, you know, played well enough to win it. So I was proud of that, you know, being able to take care of our home court. And then we went up to William & Mary, and it was an unbelievable game. You know, a lot of points being scored, probably way more than I ever seen in terms of one game, two teams scoring. But, you know, we made a lot of shots. They made a lot of shots. They were able to find a way to pull out at the end of the game. We made a big shot to get to overtime. And so, you know, two tough games. We were able to split. And now we got that behind us, and we can try to move on and see what's next.
I know you and your team have bigger goals ahead, but what was the feeling and what did it mean to be able to celebrate the regular season title and do it in front of your fans and on your home court?
I mean, you know, it was a good night. Really, the night for me, and I think for the players, it was more emotional because it was senior night. It was the last game in that arena. It was senior night. We got a couple special seniors. You know, we had a great crowd. You know, so on top of that, we won. And obviously, the win has some significance behind it. So it was a good night, you know, and I was happy for the players and all of the support staff who worked so hard to have a chance to experience something like that. So certainly, you know, we enjoyed that night, and I was really happy for the players.
We're here with Charleston head coach Earl Grant. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad, and we've got one in queue. Ella, if you can open up the line to Martin Narducci, please.
The line of Mark Narducci is now open.
Hello, Coach. You played a winner of the Drexel JMU game. I covered Drexel a little bit. Gotten one against you at home. You beat them at your place. Could I get your thoughts on the Dragons?
On Drexel?
Yes.
I mean, you know, yeah, Zach. I think Zach's doing a good job. I mean, you know, he's building a program. He's got a good team. Got good players, and so certainly. You know, they playing against James Madison. That's going to be a really good game. And both of them are quality opponents, but I think Zach's doing a really good job, and he's building a good program.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Earl, you've got hold on. We got another question in queue. If you'll get to open up the line of Dave Johnson for us, please, Ella.
The line of Dave Johnson is now open.
Yes, Coach. I was wondering if you could go back to Saturday. I was going to ask you about David Cohn at William & Mary. Has he been a player that you feel has been a much improved from last year, especially on what he does offensively?
You know, I don't know if he's much improved. He was good last year. He's good this year. You know, really good player, good point guard. I just think, because of their personnel and what they lost from last year, he's probably asked to do more. You know, last year they had a couple older guys who did a lot of scoring, but he was really good last year. I think because of the makeup of the team and them losing a few players, he just asked to do more. He's stepping up in that role, but he's a good player, a really good player, a good point guard.
Thanks.
Your team got all the way to the championship game a year ago. How much do you feel like heading into this weekend, maybe the experience of reaching that point will pay dividends and help you this weekend?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. Really hadn't thought a ton about that. You know, certainly, you know, I remember how hard it was just to advance. And so, It was a challenge every night. It's tournament time. Maybe that experience will help. Who knows? We really are just trying to focus on one day of practice and preparation. I hope that experience helps us. I don't know if it will or not. I know all teams are guaranteed one game, and you really got to focus and be prepared in that game that you're guaranteed in that day, be in the moment. So, again, I hope the experience helps us, but you never know because it's a new year, and I'm just excited that, it's almost March and we get to play, college basketball in a great tournament, great conference, CAA, March Madness. It was exciting.
Joe Chile had a tremendous tournament for your team a year ago, and how much does it help just in general having an experienced and a veteran point guard leading your team in a tournament environment?
Well, I think it's very important. Certainly at our level, guards control the game. So it's much better to have an older guy that's been battle-tested than it is to have a young guy. And so certainly Joe's been battle-tested. I feel good with him running the team. And he's done an unbelievable job for us all year. So hopefully he can continue to lead us, the way he has in the regular season once we get to tournament play.
And before I let you go, I know you were without your starting big guy in Nick Harris on Saturday. Do you feel like he's going to be ready to go for the weekend?
Well, Nick's day to day. I mean, the good thing is we know it's nothing major. We know that, so that's good news. We found out that. So he's day to day. I mean, he's walking around. We're gonna be really patient with him, and we expect to have him back out there soon. But we're definitely gonna be patient with him and go day to day. Like I said, the positive is we know that it's nothing major.
All right, sounds good news. Appreciate your time today and all season long, and we'll see you in Charleston this weekend.
Thank you, guys. Be safe.
All right, thank you. All right.